Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. Hello, everyone. My name's Joe McElvain. I'm your host today. If anyone else on the call wants to speak up with their name so people can associate a name to a voice, now would be a good time to do that.
I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Riley.
Come on, you other two. Red.
I'm Red Davis.
I'm Borja.
There we go.
All right, so let's begin with the Pony C repo on our agenda today. We have pull request number 3869, ARM Builder Test 2. This is a work in progress draft PR. Do we have anything to discuss on this today, Sean?
Nope. I didn't. I just created another branch to test out a few different things to see if some stuff would go away on the Graviton 64 or not, and it did not. I would say that the statement that I would bring from this is I found a number of ARM 64 bug or ARM bugs in general, some of them dating back a very long time, some of them dating back a rather long time. There appears to be a bug which is consistent, which happens with the debug version of the test for when the string bool test is being run, and it happens on ARM 32, ARM 64, and also on the M1 ARM 64 that Borja has seen. It appears to be consistent, reproducible, and survives all of the other bug fixes that I've done, but hey, it's reproducible, so we should have a way to find it. I intentionally did this builder in order to see if, with a bunch of changes put together, if that particular crash went away or not, and it does not.
Sorry, struggling to find a mute button for a second there. Okay, yeah. I was definitely interested to see some of the discussion that happened this weekend with, did I read correctly, Sean and Borja, that the flags that, or the, sorry, the patch that Sean, you gave to Borja fixed some of the issues on the M1, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it did. But there's code which, so in the MPMCQ, there's a change which was made about 4 or 5 years ago by Benoit. And it worked fine on x86, but it does not work correctly on either of these ARM boards that I have. It does not work correctly on the M1. I haven't actually tested on the Graviton in the way that you would need to test, which is basically building a message U-bench and seeing if it runs successfully for several hours. But I assume it exists there as well. Where the most likely thing that you would see from this is weird issues where it looks like multiple actors, multiple copies of the same actor are running at once, because that's almost assuredly what's actually happening due to some incorrect atomics usage. But you would also see some weird memory corruption things, which would be happening because it appears that the same atomics problem predates Benoit's change and exists in pool.c going all the way back to the initial 32-bit ARM support that Sylvan did like 6 or 7 years ago. I don't know what the actual correct atomics usage is, and I'm going to find some time this week to review everything with Sylvan. I do know that if we use the x86 code, which was written to do ABA protection, that's in both pool.c and in the MCM, and in the Q code as well, that the problems go away, and that I was able to run message ubrench on multiple occasions on both 32-bit and 64-bit for, I did a 12-hour run for one, and I did an 18-hour run for another. And before those patches, anywhere from 15 seconds to, say, 30 minutes into a message ubrench run, it will either crash or start spitting out weird values that suggest memory corruption.
Yeah, so I guess I had originally misread this thread. It looked like the I read Borja's comment that the patch that you shared fixed the issues with message ubench, but apparently it does not fix the standard lib debug issues.
Correct. Which is reproducible on both of these ARM boards, both the 32 and the 64 bit.
Okay, and my understanding of looking at that, specifically that string.bool issue, was when I was looking at the LLVM code for it, it really seemed like, sorry, not the LLVM code, when I was looking at the stack versus register usage of, like, basically the disassembly of the code that was generated by LLVM from the IR, it really seemed like we are generating the wrong calling convention, or, you know, stack versus register usage when we're calling. And so what that results in my experience, was in for all of the code that we generate that's within the user space of the program, they're all using the same wrong calling conventions, and so they, like, the wrong ABI basically, and so they're able to call each other within the Pony program, but then interactions between the runtime and the user program are more fraught. And this is where I experimented with basically using LLC instead of Pony C to compile the LLVM IR that was emitted from Pony C, and getting everything to work correctly when doing that. So LLC knows how to compile the LLVM IR correctly using the right ABI, but Pony C usage of LLVM is not using the correct ABI conventions for some reason. And I have not been able to figure out what that reason is or how to fix it, but that may be coming into place with the ARM32, ARM64 stuff. Sean, if you want to take some time with me at some point and like walk through the steps that I did to try with LLC and see if that fixes your reproductions of the string bool and similar crashes, we could try that if you want.
Sounds like a good thing for Friday.
Cool.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll just have to remember to make sure that I'm in a reasonable state with everything that's built to be able to do that, but that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, and make sure you have LLC available.
LLC, I think that's part of the LLVM tools, right?
Yes, I think so, but for some reason, maybe it wasn't, I could be remembering incorrectly, but maybe it wasn't built by default. So just check the bin directory of the LLVM, okay, and make sure that LLC tool is there.
Okay, I will look for that. We can do it on the 64-bit one. Just because I know, for example, that for some reason on the 32-bit, I haven't looked into this, but LLDB just does not work on the 32-bit ARM for me. It just errors out. So I'm uncertain, you know, I'm wary of all of the LLVM tools on the 32-bit one right now, until such time as I figure out, like, why does LLDB not work?
Yeah. You know?
So we can do it on the 64.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so I think LLC is included by in the current version. So it should be in the bin directory.
Cool. Perfect. Okay, so let's move on to pull request 3864. This is entitled fix for 3840. 3840 is an issue with passing struct inside of a class to another. This is a, it looks like the last activity was 7 days ago. One question that popped up here at the end, read that Sean was asking you, did you have a script that was generating those nice tidy graphs that we could use on my results, my benchmark results as well? Or no, if that was more manually done, then don't worry about it.
It was done manually, I'm sorry.
Okay, good to know. All right. Anything else you want to discuss, Sean, on this topic?
Red had done all of this, had also done the stuff in single user, and then had forgotten to post it. So he's going to be posting that. Do you have the high level for what you found when you did it single user, Red?
I do not know. I think I ran all the stuff and I ran the calculations. I don't think it was late at night. I don't think I paid too much attention to it, but I'll go run it.
Okay. All right. So
I have a gut feeling, but I wouldn't want to say it on a recorded thing in case I was wrong. That makes sense.
So here's my general feeling on this, Joe, right? Is I think this comes down to, if this is somewhat expensive, we need to decide, do we tell people that this is a bug and to avoid it for right now, which given how rare it's been, seems rather reasonable. And then open an issue that says, hey, we want to generate custom trace function, a custom code for mark immutable for structs versus we will always use the exact same one for classes. And whereas each struct would get its own custom method, which has the type in it, and then have an issue open for that, which is the bug fix. I think that's the question. If the performance for this turns out to be below some level where we're like, oh, that's too expensive.
Yeah, looking at my results, I'm not seeing, as I just like scroll through the gist I posted, I'm not seeing any substantial difference that is consistent. You know, I'm seeing some, like they're all very, all the numbers are very close together. I'm seeing sometimes the after change results are slightly higher, sometimes they're slightly lower, and it seems to always be mixed. I like seeing a graph would be helpful, but at the same time, I'm not seeing significant detriment.
My results were ones where I was like, I really want to run this basically with like what Red did, right? In a more constrained environment, because my results showed that this patch had an impact on performance. However, it was not large enough for me to be able to say, this is not noise, right? This is not a poor end of noise on some type of distribution. Like,
right.
Because the best performance for it with the patch was definitely better than the worst performance without the patch. But overall, if you put it all together in aggregate and threw out outliers, of which I did have a few outliers, then the stuff with the patch was a little bit worse. But you know, that could just be noise on my, that could be CPU throttling that I got for different periods of time on a box where there were other things running as well, because I don't have a box where, you know, I can easily just segment it off from everything to do like really hardcore stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Same on that last one. So yeah, it could be that the change is there, but it's just not, we're not able to see it very well without really having dedicated hardware on the issue.
Yeah.
So if when I repeat, if when I, you know, go ahead and look at these results again, they repeat the stuff that I saw before I dropped it in single user, and I saw a performance hit from a previous LLVM version bump. I guess we'll talk about that if that bridge happens.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because that's what I saw on my original measuring. I saw a significant performance drop with that. With that LLVM bump, not to 13, the previous one, which I think was 38 to 40 or 40 to 41, whichever it was.
So if you do see that, then we should go looking for it and try and figure out what would be. The code that you're running, it says the receiving thing is taking an ISO string, right? The behavior actually takes an ISO string. Yeah, that was what was in my patch, right? And that's what's in yours. You took the patch exactly as I did it and just applied it and ran it, right? Red, you there? Anyone hear me? Hey.
See, yeah, sorry. I thought you were talking to someone else. No. So what I did was I took the two branches you asked me to take. So one was the LLVM 13 branch, and then the other one was the Sean / 3840. Yep. Whatever the branch was, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, but when you ran it with the earlier one, other than that, did you use a patched message, you bitch?
No, I did not.
That's your difference. Okay, so the difference that you're seeing with the earlier one is that those two brand, that those, wait, for the LLVM 13 one, did you, what are the branches that you ran? Can you drop them in the chat?
No, but I can, well, yes, probably. Hang on.
Okay. Is it whatever I put in?
It was whatever
it's needed.
Yeah, it was whatever you put in assistance needed. And then I also ran, I ran it against 0.38 because I was curious. And then I saw that was a significant performance difference from there and the LLVM 13 branch. And then I ran it against, I think, 0.42. And then that was, no, I basically then incremented versions, just standard production versions. And then on one of the version changes, there was a performance drop. Okay.
And did you take this program right here, the one that's included in the comment? This is the one that you compiled on all three of those?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay. So I'm really curious then about if there is that drop, why that drop would be there. Because, yeah, okay, good. So it's the same program for all three. Okay, awesome.
All right, I'll collate those results and get them posted.
Okay.
All right, so with that in mind, moving on to, I guess, putting that out of mind, moving on to LLVM 13 branch, I saw, Gordon, that this is updated to the latest release candidate, RC4. Is there anything else to discuss with the upgrade to LLVM 13?
No, they're aiming for final on Friday, so.
Cool. All right. So moving on to issue tickets, we have 3870. Can't build libponyce.tests on Raspberry Pi 4 with Raspbian 64-bit. This is about FPIC versus FPIC. The latter being capitalized.
Oh, yes. I learned so much. Oh, my God. And I read so many things. FPIC, good Lord. FPIC. Yeah. So, lowercase fpic has better performance than uppercase fpic, right? And depending on the platform, you need to use one or the other. We probably do not want to default to uppercase fpic because on some platforms, it will perform noticeably worse than lowercase fpic. But depending on the given particular platform, using dash F pick, the lowercase one will not work and you will get this funky error. And you have to use the other. And I don't know how we want to deal with this other than maybe making this an option rather than hard coded. And we provide a way in the build system to override so that you have a choice of this. And so that if somebody's on one of the platforms where it's problematic, like when I ran into it on the 64-bit Raspberry Pi, that we could provide instructions, you know, so it's like, you know, make build some build flag that overrides it. Gordon, you're the best positioned person to comment on this. What do you think?
We can have different defaults depending on platform in the CMake files, and then we can provide the option if people want to change it.
Yeah, and it I believe this needs to be applied to the LLVM as well, not just in our make file, but I'm not.
Yeah, because we have to build them the same way.
Yeah, I believe that's to be the case. I have not actually tested it, but from my understanding of how this works, I would be shocked if that's not the case. So yeah.
All right, we've also got issue ticket 3858, can't link standard lib test with release compiler on Raspberry Pi 4, undefined reference to multi-3. Turning off the end lines or fixes the problem, so that's a clue.
Yep, I think we discussed this one last week, and it's somebody needs to... for the 32-bit one, somebody at some point needs to pick this up. There's plenty of other bugs to get through in the way before this, but I imagine it would end up being, it would either be me, Gordon, or Riley, as we're the folks with the 32-bit ARM things, either coming or already in possession, who would be the most likely people to be able to look at it at some point. It's definitely a little funky.
Yeah. We've also got 3856. This is hitting a compiler crash when using Flatten Next. It's probably related to type parameters, I guess there hasn't been any activity on this except for somebody giving a minimal reproduction.
Yep. Andres added one.
So, someone still needs to investigate this one as well. Let's see. I think these other ARM ones are probably just adding the ARM support milestone.
Yeah. Yep. Those are all adding the ARM support milestone. Yeah. I neither projects nor milestones does quite what I want for organizing the information. But in the end, I realized that milestone comes closer, because with projects, you have to move things from one column to another and it leaves them there when they're closed. And it's just a pain in the ass. So I just did them as even though you can only be in one milestone, it's like, I just gave them all, hey, here's a milestone for, you know, us having ARM support, and put them all in that. And it makes it easy to point people to and go, if you want to help with ARM, here you go. Here's everything.
Sounds good. All right, we're about at the halfway mark. Is there anything that people want to raise for discussion today while we're here together? All right. Well, I think we have an issue ticket in the PonyLang website repo. This is issue 710. Labels on the triage page are out of date. Needs a rewrite. Should be able to work with it, what's there, and massage it. So this would be something to fix on the website.
Yes. I so on the website over the weekend, I installed the linting and spell checking that we have on like on the tutorial and the pony patterns. So that's in everywhere. And I opened this because I noticed it when I was fixing a spelling error in the triage labels that the spelling error was in the information about a label that no longer exists.
Well, there you go. Okay, that wraps up the agenda that we have. So I'll give one more call for anything, any issues people want to discuss, and then we'll adjourn.
Okay. I don't think I have anything right now, except for, hey, Gordon, just roughly so I can plan life things for working on pony things. When do you think you'll have a chance to take a look at the JIT test stuff and coming up with an idea for what we could discuss or whether it makes sense to integrate those into the CMake system?
Yeah, I have a couple free days on Thursday and Friday, so I'm planning to work on that then.
Okay, so I'll operate under the assumption that sometime next week we might start having discussions on that, and I won't get myself too deep into anything because for everything that's here, it's the top one that I want to get closed out, because fixing all of these other bugs without without like an easy way to run all of those for the fixes is slightly problematic. You know, I'd like to be able to run them all in CI and everything without the JIT.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which, you know, but I also don't want to merge it in the state that it's in order to get it for that across all the platforms. So, okay.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for coming today and for those listening along later to the recording. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.